In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello friends and happy Friday. We have made it to the end of another week. Hope that it was a good week for you and that you've got some fun plans for the weekend. Gosh, we are rolling like right into the holiday season. My all-time favorite holiday is Thanksgiving, and that's next week, so that is exciting. Certainly will look a little bit different, but I just love Thanksgiving. It's, in my mind, it's a little bit of like low-key Christmas, right? Like it's not quite as much busy, not quite as much chaos, but still all the good family time and time to just sit around and enjoy one another, hopefully over some good food and whatnot. So I'm excited for that. But before that, today is Friday. And Friday on Common Prayer, we engage in the same practice every single week. We do the prayer of examine. And it's been a while since we've talked a little bit as to why we do this prayer of examine, but this is one of my favorite prayer practices because it offers us the chance to slow down and look back at what God has been doing in our life. I was reminded of Proverbs 4, beautiful text, one of the texts that really has anchored my own soul in a lot of the ways I approach prayer. But it says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And I love that because, one, it's interesting that above all else, guard your heart. And I think one of the things that our modern world offers us is a pace of life that is so fast that we often cannot guard our heart. We are just racing through every day, every week, and our heart is just exposed and battered by work and friends and roommates, spouses, and all sorts of challenging things, some good, some bad, but all of it is just kind of exposed. And the prayer of examine is a chance to just hit pause, a chance to slow, a chance to say, let me see what's going on internally and what God may be doing in my own life and in my own heart. So that's the prayer of examine. It's an opportunity for us to do that. So if you haven't done this with us, just follow along at any moment. If you're a little bit lost as to what we're doing, just wait patiently and my voice will help guide you into the next prayer phase. But it's more or less a simple kind of prayer that's centered around four different movements: replay, rejoice, repent, and resolve. And I'll walk through each one of those, but each step is just a chance to commune with the Holy Spirit through a few guided questions and just see what God has been up to in the past week in our lives. So with that, let's get started. So as we start, I want to just invite you to slow down. I want you to use this prayer maybe to center yourself in the presence of God. That's simply, Lord, speak, your servant is listening. So go ahead and just pray that for the next few seconds. Now I invite you to think back over the last 7 days, 5 days. I want you to let your mind just wander through the week. Allow the events of the week to just kind of bubble up, almost as if scenes of a movie. I want you to think through the interactions with people, moments of stress, moments of grace. Allow your mind to just wander through the situations that you've been in and just notice details. Allow the Holy Spirit to highlight the particular things that may have happened. Don't feel like you have to justify or rationalize what comes to mind. The intent of this moment is just to observe and remember the events of the past week. now I want you to move into a time of rejoicing. Where did you feel grace this past week? Where was God particularly present with you? Just review those moments of the week again, but do so through the lens of God's presence and God's movement, recognizing that He was with you all along. What emotions, what affections rise most to the surface? The main goal of this step is just to notice your strongest reaction to particular things, and then just wonder with God why you responded in that way. Just sit in that moment, again, a little bit vulnerable to God's presence. What do you notice? What do you feel? Then as we move from rejoicing, let's move into a time of repentance. And repentance just means, again, bringing our own failures, bringing our rawness before God. So where did you feel kind of that emotional pain that you just want to hold before God? But maybe even more so, where was it that you had failed this week? Where did you fail to give love and to give grace to others? As the Holy Spirit highlights those areas that you have sinned, that you have missed the mark, you have disrupted peace in yourself or in others, just hold those moments before God. Just seek His forgiveness. As you think back on those failures, those ways in which you have not offered the same grace that's been shown to you, I want to now move to a section of resolve, which is the moment that we, having looked backwards, now look forward. And we decide to live differently tomorrow, and we go on with our day in gratitude of God's forgiveness. So spend a moment asking the Spirit to help change those patterns or experiences that brought pain and sin to your life. Again, this may be a moment to seek forgiveness. Maybe it's asking for direction, expressing a concern or gratitude. But just allow your observations to guide your response back to God. And communicate with God about how you want to live differently. What are the patterns of living you want to keep? What are the patterns you want to discard? Just spend a moment with God asking for His strength and His courage for you to do just that. As we get ready to close our time, just spend a moment or two again in gratitude. gratitude for God's presence, for Him hearing your prayers, and again for His forgiveness. Let me close with this prayer for our day. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first He suffered pain, entered not glory before He was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace through Jesus Christ, your Son.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.